listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, 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 live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, May 5th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. As always, I'm glad to be here.
Welcome to those joining us live as well as to those listening to the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. Now, as always, we're going to begin with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are: 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. All right. So tonight, we're going to discuss the topic of spiritual fatigue. How do you deal with feeling spiritually tired? And Dr. Hunter, I think maybe where we should start is, let's talk about, what do we mean when we say spiritually tired?
That's a really good question, Michael. And that's one I'd like to address first, that what is that spiritually tired? I think the best way to begin to address this is, we know what it feels like to be mentally tired. We know what it feels like to be emotionally tired or physically tired. But then there's a different kind of tired that we're not sure about. And I think the most obvious people in my experience that I see it in is people who are in a long-term abusive relationship where someone is being victimized and they keep trying, they're running out of ideas, but they're starting to like break, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this slow breakdown. Their will and it starts to wane a bit. People who are addicts, especially with drug addiction that I've seen, there's very little will there. In other words, I see that their spirit is not fully participating in, you know, in the experience of life. And I know that those are really severe kind of examples to bring up at first, but I think if we look at those, you know, radical kinds of situations, then we can kind of get a handle on, oh, okay, I think I know what that means. If each of us is a spirit in a body, we come with a certain will, that will to survive, that will to persevere, the will to continue. And sure, we could call it, you know, psychologically, we can call it determination and go get 'em and all the hype, but there has to be a will that supports that. And in my view, that's the will of spirit. So there's instinct. Instinct makes us want to live. Instinct makes us want to survive and push through things, how to react or respond, especially in the face of death. But again, another radical experience is something like suicide, where the spirit is just tired. You know, it's just not participating. And for whatever reason, there's a myriad of reasons that people take their lives, but that's to me when, whew, you know, there's no will.
Yeah,
because instinctually we want to live. We have that instinct in the face of death. Makes sense? Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, actually, it makes perfect sense. It's that, you know, the notion when of the spirit is the essence of us, you know, us being more than the sum of our parts. Mm-hmm. And will is such a big part of that. Our will, you know, obviously impacted by perception and belief. Our will is what drives our actions and behaviors in this
mm-hmm.
world.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great description, talking about that spirit, kind of spiritual fatigue, and how it differentiates between mental and, of course, physical. But, of course, everything is interconnected.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And that's where you begin to, am I spiritually tired? Well, we go through our checklist. I always look at the organics first, and I always recommend to people, you know, make sure that your blood work is up, is your iron up, is, you know, B12, and, you know, make sure there's nothing else physical going on. Some people can deal with even temporary depression. You know, that can happen. So it's going through a certain time in your life that can make you feel really fatigued. But then when take it a step further, is you're doing the best you can, you're going through life, but you just are losing your drive. Sure, it could be, again, we're back to psychological, the environment, feeling defeated, futility, you know, nothing's going right. You know, you feel just generally beat up. But there's still a will to try again, right? There's still that will and that drive. When you kind of lose that drive, when you lose that something, you can feel your spirit is tired. You're just spiritually, whew, you know, I just don't have it in me today, you know, which is, again, it's different and it's hard. Well, it can feel difficult or hard to really isolate, but that's when you got to call your spirits back, all your energy. I know I say that in plural, but it's like calling the totality of your energy back to rejuvenate or acknowledge your spiritual energy. And so when you are, so we'll get into more of that in a minute, but to recognize that there's a lot of spiritual fatigue going around.
Oh, I'd say. We've dealt with so many things. We've dealt with this pandemic, a lot of economic pain for so many. You know, and then we have global concerns. Of course, we're seeing the rise of nationalism. We have, you know, strife. All these different things have been adding to, I think, the collective spiritual exhaustion, which of course filters down to us as individuals in some way or another. But excellent point.
And that's why I feel it's really beneficial to meditate for a moment, you know, take a moment in a day or 5 minutes in a day. And it doesn't have to be sit in the, you know, lotus position and go, it can be even that quiet moment where you just kind of filter out all the noise of your life.
I feel like I'm meditating unless I'm in the lotus position. But then again, I do the things I see in movies, but go on.
Yeah, well, you know, it's everybody has a different way. You can lay down, sit down and sit in a chair. You can be doing dishes. There's many ways to feel meditative.
Oh, many kinds of meditation.
Yeah. And it's just to be in that quiet moment and feel, remind yourself, I am a spirit in a body having a human experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we take that subjectivity just a step back a little bit and you say, you know, I'm just really tired of this, blah, 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 you know, and yeah, okay. And if this is your one life to be in here now, then how will you move forward? Well, it's called spiritual healing. And that's just to collect all those parts of yourself. And, you know, something that, an experience that I learned many years ago by an elder at an indigenous camp that I was at, before we were allowed to leave the area, he had all of us, and of course we take some tobacco, and he would say, very often when people are on holidays and you go back home, you're still disjointed. It's because you didn't bring your spirits with you. So he had said, we're going to respect this place, we're going to thank this place, and make sure that we don't leave any parts of ourself behind. So it was a matter of calling your name out loud. And of course, there was a ritual. We do it in all the directions. And then there was an offering of the tobacco to the ground and, you know, thanking that place and trying to leave it in the same condition as when we arrived. And but, you know, I really pondered that for a long time. And I took it into a number of other areas of, you know, when it comes to healing or a breakup or trauma in life, is when you're feeling that kind of exhaustion or confusion, just take a moment and call your own name out loud and just feel that. Experience that energy of calling yourself back to make yourself more awake in your body.
You know, that's a great strategy, and I've for a long while done something similar. If I've found myself to be too much in my own head, too much in a loop of, you know, maybe some frustrated feelings and getting too much into the moment without seeing the context, I'll say aloud, you know, wake up to the bigger realities of the world, the bigger context of the world. Wake up in the sense that it's not just you in your little sphere right now and what's going on around you. And I've interpreted it as that same call to yourself, you know, to bring yourself to the kind of awareness.
In that, exactly. And it awakens your spiritual energy.
Yeah.
And that's the point. And I know Dr. Stevens brought up chakras in a different conversation that's going on, but that's a wonderful way to wake up your energy and to remind yourself that your spirit in a body equals a mind. That in your entirety, you're a mind. And how will you navigate your way through so that you can think about your life in different ways? Like you said, Michael, you know, you say, wake up. You know, there's a bigger thing going on here. And, okay, but then how does that relate to my life when I'm feeling spiritually tired? Well, I have to also then change my mindset.
You have to do a reset.
Exactly. And move my energy or my thinking into manners of what I can do in a day. So if those are things that, you know, are too big for me, then I can go with, this is not too big for me. Then it gives my spirit a chance to heal. So any of you who have gone through a trauma, you've gone through a breakup, you've gone through a loss, you know that feeling afterward of you're getting through your life, you're going through it, but you're not feeling completely all together. It just takes time. But again, that redirecting your energy, but calling your spirit back and allowing that, you know, all those, as you said, Michael, it's all intertwined. So it all has to synchronize so that loss and trauma never leaves you. You know, it's always there. But you're going to be able to be more whole and integrate experiences into the now. So that will to survive, the will to move forward, is lighting your fire again. Sometimes it takes a little time to light the fire, you know?
Yeah.
It's burning, it's there.
Well, it depends on the kind of kindling you have, right?
Exactly. So I think that what we have in the world is, you know, a lot of people, their fire is low. They're spiritually low. And again, we were talking about entropy a few weeks ago and what the energy is. So that energy is low. So what do people do is, unfortunately, create mental chaos. So when people are being too mental, or, and I mean that in a literal term, where you're using your head too much, or you're too emotional. Mm-hmm. There's no space for your spirit to participate. You don't have an active intuition. You're just all fired up and ready to go with, I'm angry. You know, and again, that's when I see people who are, you know, on big crusades, they're single-minded and they're fired up with anger. I feel there's not a lot of spiritual participation there. You know, it's, and that, it doesn't mean you have to be calm and, you know, kind of quiet because you're, you know, getting through life. You're still who you are with whatever nature you have. It's just that you have a sense of being able to push the pause button before you open your mouth and get fired up with, like, dumb things. You know, it's like, to me, even, and I know we probably shouldn't mention this on the program, but I will, the QAnon movement with all the, you know, conspiracy stuff.
Hey, they're not conspiracies. There is an international cabal of just, you know, people that get that adrenal gland and that's, you know, blood to keep them living forever. It's logical. It's logical.
There you go.
But go on. But
see, but when you go off on those tangents, but a lot of these say, look, I say, if you really want to know what's going on in the world, follow the money. That's not new. So,
yeah, sure.
When you go off on tangents like that, when you're going out on tangents, and I think even radical religion, you go out on tangents, it's the mind is occupied, the emotions are fired up and fed, you mm-hmm. know, and the body gets kind of messed up. But spiritually, it's almost void. You know, no participation.
Right.
Because the spirit knows to be kind. The spirit knows to, you know, it's like the nine principles of belief. You know, the spirit knows those are true.
Mm-hmm.
It knows the truth of it. It can feel that. And you're spiritually participating in your thinking, your emotions, and your basically your life. So there's all kinds of ways to regenerate. And sometimes it's just the reminders, taking a breath in and out, you know, meditate, various ways. But being kind to yourself, that's to me the key. When you're spiritually tired, to be kind. And that's not easy for a lot of people, Michael.
Yeah.
Yikes.
especially when people have been unkind to you.
Yes.
It's only human to ask yourself, you know, if everybody has been so mean to me, why should I be nice to somebody else? Oh, and it makes me think of, like, the same kind of person who might blame an abusive parent for their own bad choices and their own, perhaps, abuse of their children. But then again, why do you want to be the person that tormented you? Why do you want to be the person that caused you pain? Why do you want to bring more of that into the world? If anything, these experiences give us empathy. Empathy for those that have been through hard times or that have been treated unkindly for no good reason. And we all know those out there and those groups out there that are treated unkindly for no good reason other than fear, xenophobia, suspicion of the other. I mean, remember one principle that, you know, there is one human race. We are all one people. Not to say that we can't celebrate our differences. It's our differences and the diversity that makes us wonderful. But we are all in this together.
Well, and just to bring it back to the individual, you know, it's the macroscopic and the microscopic ways of who am I and what do I want to create in my life, mm-hmm. you know? And again, being individual, autonomous, and fully in your body, fully in your own mind,
mm-hmm.
and to generate that energy of spiritual participation, and your will just naturally starts to come up. Again, not too occupied with intellectualism, not too occupied with emotion, diversions, you know, other. It's just being able to be willed back into life, you know? So go ahead.
Well, and I was just going to say, there's been some talk about, I think that we touched on it a little bit earlier, I think, but you know, the natural world and nature and being out and how it can be rejuvenating. And that, there's been talk with Wendy and Ione about meditating in nature, and that is wonderful when you can connect with life in a more direct way, the life all around you, especially. Oh, I miss you know, some of the forests back north in the Black Hills. It was just teeming with life, and you could just feel it all around you. The lakes would be nearby, and it was just truly serene and beautiful and wonderful. I always thought to myself, it was no wonder that this wonderful place was, you know, essentially the center of spirituality for the Sioux and Lakota peoples. And it really is wonderful. And when you can be connected like that, it it can be spiritually rejuvenating. And I think when we can connect with one another, and especially like-minded people, and especially empathetic people, people who can, you know, we show kindness, and people that will show kindness to us, we can lean on one another, and we can find rejuvenation that way, and by doing good deeds.
Well, speaking of good deeds, I have to talk about this, Michael.
All right.
Wendy in the chat, saying she's under the weather right now, not feeling well, and I suggested to look up for some astragalus, which is a good immune builder. So she put in the chat, she just ordered some while we were on the program, and she went with Peak Performance. They have a one-for-one donation. For every bottle ordered, Peak Performance, through their partnership with the non-profit Vitamin Angels, will supply a child at risk of malnutrition with vitamins for a year. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Wendy. Thanks for doing that, but thanks for sharing that. All those little ways that your spirit is awakened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just that one act of, yeah, okay, I need something for myself, but wow, I can still do something good for someone else. And to find that, and it's just that will for living, because there is kindness everywhere. But again, I don't want to diminish or in any way feel like we're, you know, dismissing what hard days are, because they're hard days.
Yeah, that's why you get spiritually tired. When life just keeps beating the crap out of you, how are you going to keep your spiritual energy up? Let alone your mental and physical energy. And of course, as we said, all these things are intertwined.
Well, then it goes back to what I say is there's two kinds of stress. There's the kind of stress that we go through that's just a one-time thing. You know, oh, something happened and you have to deal with it. And it has like a clock on it, a time period. And then there's another kind of stress. It's like that water dripping out of the tap that drives you bonkers. And it's always there, always there, always there. So if you look at the stress in your life and say, what is contributing, you know, to me feeling tired? Is this a temporary moment where I just have to be understanding that this is a phase of life, it's something to go through? Or is there something I need to change in my life? Something isn't working for me and it's sucking the life out of me. And that's what you have to ask yourself. And then you go from there about what you want to do with that. Now, in my mind, if you at least acknowledge that, let's say, for instance, you have a job that is sucking the life out of you. You say, okay, and you can't quit. But you look at it and you say, I'm here for money. I'm here because this serves me. I serve the job well. And I get paid for doing this, and then put a time period on it. Your will of spirit will regenerate to say, there's a time period on this. I am not condemned for a life sentence. You know? So you say, I'm going to review my situation in 6 months. Okay, I can do this. And you'll find, honestly, the energy does start lifting. It doesn't mean the problems go away. But the energy starts to lift a little bit. You say, I'm not here forever, but I am going to see what I can do to make changes. And I'll review this as I go. And automatically, your energy starts to come up. Wow. So those are like little things to look at about how to, number one, weather the storms and acknowledge when you're, you know, spiritually tired. Oh. And then what little things you can do to help yourself.
I would say these things aren't so little. They can have a profound effect, you know, and I have to say, you know, what you said, that it hit me in the feels. I think that, you know, that was profoundly well put, and I think that it's a, because we all have, no matter what circumstance, be it professional or be it sometimes a family or sometimes just a situation going on in a community, you're having a tough time and you're going to have to, you know, deal with it, but you can revisit it later. And you have to remember why you're dealing with it, but you have to be able to divorce yourself from it. So,
yep.
Some great points. I love it.
Well, you know, the other thing I might say, there's a few suggestions going on in the chat. Something that my late mentor, teacher, taught me in hypnosis back in the 70s was, when you get sick, the longer you fight it, the worse it gets. But he'd say, speed it up. You say, okay, the body needs to do something here. So you work with it, not against it. Say, okay, the minute you say, okay, you know what, I'm feeling really crappy, my body needs to do something, you speed up the energy and you empower the body to do its healing. So, and you don't tell the body how to heal. It knows what to do. Mm-hmm. It does. You just, with that energy, you just kind of give it the same way you would your spirit. You do that with the body and say, okay, body, do what you need to. I got you. I'm going to take a few things here to help you out and follow the yellow brick road kind of thing. So he'd say, speed up the process and then get it done.
Yeah. Very well
just
put.
Just a thought.
Very well put.
You know? So I think that we're ready for some cards, are we, Michael?
We are. We are. So,
you know, I would like to, before we get into them, though, I want to congratulate Dr. Jeff, who is in the chat room with us today. Dr. Jeff got a new guide dog. He is in training, opening his whole world. And for those who of you who don't know, Jeff is legally blind. He graduated from the IMHS program some time ago. He's gone on to do pretty amazing things. And now he's taken a new step with a new buddy. So it's very big news, and congratulations, Jeff.
That is fantastic news. So, yes, a hearty congratulations. And as we're kind of getting some names in there, we had a wonderful graduation this past week, again, this past Saturday. We have Jamil in chat with us. Congratulations. I believe you got your master's. And, you know, just really proud of you. Congratulations. And so I think we have some people coming up. And Iona, I believe, is first.
Let's go.
All right. And let's see what we have. First card of the evening, Spirit, Cosmos, Divine Energy.
Oh, I love that.
All right. Drawing this card indicates the evolving relationship you have with your own inner spirit or higher self within the context of the greater universe. You are growing your relationship with the cosmic consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role you and they play.
Well, I got judgment in support of that, Ione. That's really you declaring yourself to the world, as I interpret it in this. Spirit, divine energy, I think in a way it's what we were talking about earlier, about, you know, calling your spirit back and calling it in, and without so much hesitation, being able to share yourself with others. So I think that that's a really good affirmation that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're on the path that is designed for you, and you're continuing to evolve. So I love that. And I own put in the chat for Jeff, there's a lot of congratulations going on there. She said that her service dog opened a whole new world for her. So I just had to throw that in. See, we all, some people have more in common than we know.
Oh, absolutely. You know?
See, it's a family here.
It is. It is.
Okay, we have Jamil next, Michael, I think.
We do. All right. And Jamil, I have, number one, perfection. Love it.
All right.
It's been a little while since we pulled this card. Let's see. Always remember that you are perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes, as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully.
Well, what I like about this, Jamil, is the Six of Hearts has everything to do with family, your community, your extended family, so that, you know, perfection, again, you're exactly where you need to be, and you're now interconnecting with others in new ways and building those relationships, and that's perfect. That's exactly as it goes. So I think I also get this feeling that there could be some, and this is a little flash I have, there could be some changes in the family, or you're changing some of the dynamic, and it's really positive. So you're on the right track. I love that.
Well, that's a great message.
Yep.
All right.
I think we have Ronaldo next. Am I right?
You are, at least according to my count. And Ronaldo, we have wild card number 2. And then some.
And then some.
When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it. And by doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
Ten of Hearts in support of that, Ronaldo. So, and then some. This has everything to do with family. I see it's like celebration, people coming together, connecting. And I know it's COVID. Don't get me wrong.
Connecting at 6 feet apart?
Yeah, I guess. It's that your place in your family, I feel, has elevated in some way. And it's like these wonderful people around you, and having a different view of you, or seeing you through new eyes. I don't know where I get that from. It's just coming to me. So you have taken it to the end then some. And that Ten of Hearts is a wonderful support and feedback that you get in your life. So I like that. And if whatever has been difficult in the past little while, Ronaldo, don't worry about it, because it's going to improve, like right away.
All right. Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Our poor Wendy, who's been sick.
And we are hoping that you feel better soon.
Yes.
All right. So for our card keeper, Wendy, I have number 35, one planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny.
Yep.
Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy.
Well, Wendy, oddly enough, I think it's odd because it might seem like a contradiction, but I don't think so. The Ace of Pentacles, the Ace of Diamonds, and generally that's more fundamental in the, materialistic in a way. But what I'm seeing here is that you're okay. Not only are you going to get better, you will, but your philosophical views are being taken into how you generate your position in the world, and as well as the rewards. So it's like in the hierarchy of things, you're being acknowledged, is what I'm saying. So yes, we're all one planet, but each of us has a role to play. And I think that Ace of Diamonds is saying that you're being acknowledged in your role, and it's good. Oh, she just typed that she had this card back in February.
Yeah.
A repeat. There you go.
Another, the probability. And I think a lot of times the universe talks to us in probabilities and how the scales are subtly shifted.
Yeah.
But very interesting. All right. And Dr. Jeff is next.
Indeed.
And I have number 9, empowerment.
Oh, I love that.
It's such a great card. Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution in principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others.
Well, you know, Jeff, I pulled 2 out. The first one being the 4 of spades. That's, in a word, I think the tarot books would say that's repose. You know, it's kind of like a timeout. But the support to that is the ace of clubs. Now, that's huge. That's telling me that this empowerment moment that you're in, and look, with your new companion, it makes perfect sense. Shut the world out. Shut the world out. Doesn't matter. There's nothing else that's more important to you than you right now and your new buddy. And it's that take the time. And that's what that 4 of spades says. Take the time. Get rest when you can. Focus on what you have. Absolutely, the accomplishment and successes are assured. Like, you're going to ace this, no pun intended. But it's just going to take a little time. And, you know, my sense about this too, Jeff, is it could be a month. So a really good month of, okay, you know, that familiarity and getting the hang of it. And I think that you'll be just like a whole new pathway opened up for you. So empowerment, you know, with that little take a break, gather your spiritual energy as well. And the ace of clubs is saying, you've got this, absolutely.
All right. And then, you know, one of the things I really love is the positivity that we can share. And, you know, just being able to hear, you know, that we have hope on the horizon can be so uplifting. And in and of itself, that hope is spiritually rejuvenating.
Well, and, Michael, all things in life are temporary.
C'est la vie.
It is. All things are temporary. And again, it's in no way to minimize the struggles.
Right.
It's not, because we learn new skills. It teaches us, you know, to see the world and life and ourselves through new eyes. Hardship sucks. It sucks. It really does in those moments where you say, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
That was not a good day. Matter of fact, you know what? That wasn't a good year.
Yeah, yeah.
But we got through it, and there's always a better day. Always.
Absolutely.
I totally believe that. And it's certainly a different day, isn't it?
It is.
Different is new.
Well, and change is not always bad. We change to have a very difficult year for much of the world. And change will bring us out of it. We hold on to hope. We hold on to the possibility for happiness always in our future, because it is real each and every day. Because the world will continue to turn, and we will have more opportunity for joy and just the ability to relish in this human experience.
Well, and it's the will of spirit that lives inside you that drives us all forward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Also, yep. Well said. All right.
Well, Michael, it's again, I loved graduation. I'm glad that you mentioned it. And just to tell you, there was the most graduates in the history of IMHS, doing great. People are benefiting. I know all of you did. You know, I'm just going to throw in a plug and say, spread the word, you know.
Yeah.
And I certainly look forward to another year of you know, as life goes, looking forward and being here next week and the week after with y'all, and seeing how life unfolds.
And so, you know, no matter what comes down the path, we are going to be ready for it. We are going to be able to deal with it, and we will be able to overcome life's adversities, especially when we can rely on one another. So, you know, thank you for joining us tonight. We had a great discussion about, you know, spiritual fatigue. What is that? How do we define that? How does it relate with everything else, with the physical and mental? We talked about how everything is intertwined. And we talked about all the various ways that we can find to rejuvenate and renew. And Dr. Hunter, you know, I appreciate your wise words tonight. As always, I appreciate you joining me.
Well, thanks, Michael. You know, I love to be here.
Well,
I do.
I love to have these chats with you every week, and I love to get the participation from our chat group. It's wonderful, and I'm looking forward to being our expansion to some new formats. We can get some call-ins. It's going to be a fun time coming up, and we're looking forward to that. So, until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.